cooling rather than global warming, you know.
They say 20 feet is at fallout ash right here in Boise, like if Jackson Hole goes.
Oh, yeah, that's another calamity waiting for some. Hopefully that'll be hundreds of years in the future, but you never know about something like that. It's fairly unpredictable. Yeah, if Yellowstone were to, underground activity were to let loose there, we'd all be gone in this part of the country. So they're watching it close and making a number of scientists nervous, but most of them think it'll be a while before we have a major calamity there. Yeah.
I'm not sure I understood you correctly. The age of Aquarius is coming to a close.
No, the age of Pisces is coming to a close. Age of Aquarius has just started. Okay. Started in 1945.
Saying that Abraham Lincoln was in an age of Aquarius?
He was an Aquarian. Right, and I was pointing out that during the work of the Aquarian, the labor of Hercules done in the age of Aquarius, Lincoln was an example of that.
Okay.
Yeah. But he did kind of sense Aquarian age things. He was into service, and he did sense the Aquarian energies. It kind of picked him up somewhat. But now the Aquarian energies are getting very powerful. And one of the signs of them is, see, Aquarius is an air sign, and we look in the air and we see planes flying all over. And the fact that we are doing so many things in the air is a sign that Aquarius is here.
Communication to the air.
Yeah, communication, satellites, internet. This is all related to the age of Aquarius. But we haven't seen anything yet. Wait for a couple hundred more years if we don't destroy ourselves first. You know, we always have our free will. And we could always create a major war that could set us back to the Stone Age. And that's always a possibility. But the best guesses of the ones who know are that the chances are humanity, even though we may have some difficult times, will move into the Age of Aquarius and eventually establish peace on Earth, goodwill to men. And that's the goal. It will finally happen. Okay. Any questions or comments before we close?
In our lifetime?
We're not under the current administration.
Well, the crisis is during our lifetime. Between now and the next 25, 30 years will be a crucial time period. And if we can get through the time period without having a major conflagration, the chances are that Aquarius will naturally settle into the age of Aquarius.
So that brings another question. Can I ask that question?
Yeah.
She said a year, and I've heard this year from other people. There is a belief that the second coming is happening. But the confusing part for me is that there's this left behind theory and there's this revelation theory and the whole rapture thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you okay if you get left behind?
Well, there isn't going to be any rapture, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, the rapture that the rapture that will take place is raising your consciousness up. Will be the only physical rapture. The only time there might be anything like a rapture is if we got in a major war where humanity was going to be destroyed. Then the spiritual hierarchy may take some type of measure to save a certain amount of mankind to repopulate the earth with. But they would only do that if we were going to be on the verge of destroying all of humanity. Now, if all of humanity was on the verge of being destroyed, then the spiritual hierarchy would take certain steps. You know. Yeah.
But if we all do our part, each one of us does our part of becoming aware within ourselves, then we're, as a whole consciousness, we can move forward.
Right, and that's the plan, and chances are it's going to happen like this. We're going to have some hairy experiences over the next generation, but we're going to work them out, and eventually peace on Earth will be established. Won't be perfect peace, but it'll be... The nations right now are like the states were 150 years ago or so. in the early days of our country, we had one state always worrying about fighting the other state. You know, Pennsylvania was mad at New Jersey, and they're about ready to go to war at the drop of a hat, just like Israel and Palestine is now. So the nations of the world are like the states were a couple of hundred years ago. Now, what happened to the states? The states merged and joined to the extent is that Oregon doesn't enter their consciousness to go to war with Idaho, does it? They don't even think, it's not something we even worry about. Now, 200 years from now, if we don't blow ourselves up in between, the various countries will not think of going to war with each other. Now, we've just about reached that point with Russia. We're a lot more peaceable. We don't worry about it like we used to. And another 50 years from now, never enter our head to go to war with Russia, as if things progress as they're supposed to. And 200 years from now, the nations will be like states. They'll cooperate together. Won't even enter their head to go to war with each other. Maybe have a few terrorists there still to deal with. But as far as the nations go, eventually they will be evolved, just like the United States is like a miniature example of the whole world. 50 states. In the beginning, those 13 states were very warlike with each other. They even had different races populating the different states. A bunch of Germans were in one, and a bunch of English were in another, and they hated each other. And that's why creating the Constitution, where all the states joined together, was a pretty miraculous thing. And that's why it was so difficult. When those guys got together hammering out the Constitution, they were arguing in each other's backs like you wouldn't believe. I mean, a lot of people look at these guys and they think they were just peaceably put together that document. I mean, remember the story of Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton insulted Aaron Burr, so they went out and had a duel, and Alexander Hamilton was shot. I mean, they had their words together in those days, and it wasn't that easy. And even today, if, for instance, Israel and the various Middle East countries progress, perhaps one day we will reach a point to where it will be like Oregon and Idaho. They just coexist, and they'll look back on their past and they'll think, what was the matter with those guys 200 years ago? We can't understand why they were at each other's back so much, you know? But that's something that you don't hear much about the early states, how they were at each other's backs and how they were, there was always the possibility of them warring. Of course, eventually we did have a war between the states that got so fierce. But before that, there was the danger of individual states going at war with each other. But now it's not even in our consciousness. And this is the goal of the Aquarian Age, to have this happen for the whole world. And then the whole world can cooperate together and make a better place for everybody to live. Okay, anything else?
Will you tell us about the bell ringer at Albert's?
It's in my book. Yeah, one more question.
Okay. I've heard a little bit about the year 2012. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on that year and what might be up for us during that time period?
Yeah, 2011 will be more interesting.
Well, that's next month, January 11th.
Yeah, it'll probably be just about like any other year. It's the end of age according to the Mayan calendar, and it'll be more of a change in consciousness than the end of the world or anything like that. It will not be the end of the world. World will continue. Of course, I'll say just one more thing, is that there's a lot of things that are unpredictable. A lot of people think everything is outlined for a future. It's not. The future is malleable.
We're writing it ourselves right now.
Right. And we're creating the future. And things can be thrown, a monkey wrench can be thrown in things that can change a lot of different things. But there are certain cycles, and certain cycles come like the age of Aquarius. There are certain energies here, and it's pretty predictable that certain things will happen. You know, and we see a lot of signs of it, like I say, the power of airplanes and internet and all these things. These were things that were pretty much destined to happen. But there's certain a lot of things that are predicated on our free will, including whether or not we enter peaceably into Aquarius or into Aquarius in bad shape. So the chances are we're going to go there in one piece, hopefully. Okay, Mitch.
All right. Well, thank you, JJ. That was absolutely incredible.